Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls for the use of new technology to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary medicine and care. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to embark on 3-day visit to United States to attend Quad Foreign Ministers meeting. Heavy rain affects normal life in Himachal Pradesh. IMD issues alert of heavy rainfall in hilly state, including Delhi, Punjab, Uttarakhand till 5th of July. Heat wave sweeps across Europe. Southern Spain records highest ever temperature of 46 degrees Celsius. Portugal, Italy and Croatia on red alert. And third Grand Slam, Wimbledon, to begin today at All England Club in London. President Draupadi Murmu has said that technology, like other fields, has the potential to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary medicine and care as well. Addressing the 11th convocation of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly, Uttar Pradesh, this morning, the president said use of technology can empower veterinary hospitals across the country. President Murmu said use of technologies like genome editing, embryo transfer technologies, artificial intelligence and big data analytics can bring revolutionary changes in this field.
टेक्नोलॉजी और अन्य क्षेत्र की तरह पशु चिकित्सा और देखभाल में भी क्रांतिकारी परिवर्तन लाने की क्षमता रखती है. टेक्नोलॉजी के प्रयोग से देश भर के पशु चिकित्साओं को सशक्त बनाया जा सकता है. जीनोम एडिटिंग, एम्ब्रॉय ट्रांसफर टेक्नोलॉजीज, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस, बिग डेटा एनालिटिक्स जैसे टेक्नोलॉजी के प्रयोग से इस क्षेत्रों में क्रांतिकारी बदलाव ला जा सकते हैं.
She said that today the concept of One Health is gaining importance across the world. This concept holds that humans, domestic and wild animals, flora and the wider environment are all interdependent.
पशु कल्याण के लिए नियमित रूप से पशु आरोग्य मेलों का आयोजन होना चाहिए. इन मेलों के तहत गांव-गांव में कैंप लगातार पशुओं की चिकित्सा होने पर पशुओं के साथ-साथ समाज भी स्वस्थ रहेगा.
Union Agriculture and Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the Indian Veterinary Research Institute has provided direction to the world through its research and disease diagnosis. This institute has played a major role not only in veterinary research but also in rural development. The President will also attend the inaugural convocation of AIIMS Gorakhpur today, where she will confer medals on meritorious students. Tomorrow, the President will inaugurate Uttar Pradesh's first Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University in the morning. In the afternoon, she will inaugurate the academic block, auditorium and Panchkarma Centre and lay the foundation stone for the girls' hostel at the Mahayogi Gorakhnath University's Arogya Dham campus in Sonbarsa. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a 3-day official visit to the United States from today at the invitation of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to participate in the upcoming Quad Foreign Ministers meeting scheduled to be held tomorrow. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said the Quad grouping will focus on new proposals to advance a common vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific. Notably, this meeting will mark the first gathering of the Quad ministers following the Pahalgam attack. Dr. Jaishankar will also inaugurate an exhibition titled The Human Cost of Terrorism at the United Nations headquarters in New York today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has embarked on an official visit to Spain, Portugal and Brazil till the 5th of July. During her visit to Spain, the minister will attend the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, organized by the United Nations and deliver a statement. The conference will address new and emerging issues and the urgent need to fully implement the Sustainable Development Goals and support reform of the international financial architecture. FFD4 will also assess the progress made in the implementation of the Monterrey Consensus, the Doha Declaration and the Addis Ababa Action Agenda. During her visit to Portugal, the minister is expected to have a bilateral meeting with her counterpart of Portugal. The BJP today hit out at RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav for his controversial remarks on the Work Amendment Act. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said it clearly shows the leader of opposition in Bihar Assembly neither respects Parliament nor the judiciary. He said it is deeply unfortunate that just yesterday in Patna, Tejaswi Yadav stood in a public rally and said that Parliament's past law will be thrown into the dustbin.
भारत रत्न कर्पूरी ठाकुर जी से लेके जयप्रकाश नारायण और लोहिया जी का समाजवाद के साथ आज हम खड़े हैं। हम चाहते हैं हर गरीब और मजलूम को उसका हिस्सा मिलना चाहिए, मगर ये किसके साथ खड़े हैं? जो ट्रिपल तलाक के साथ खड़ा है, जो हलाला के साथ खड़ा है, जो आतंकियों को अपना भाई बहन बेटा हाफिज बनाने के साथ खड़ा है। इसलिए हम साफ कह सकते हैं कि हम समाजवाद के पक्ष में भाजपा और जदयू खड़ा है, और आज के ये राजद और समाजवादी पार्टी जैसे दल नमाजवाद के पक्ष में जाकर खड़े हो गए।
To mark the 50th anniversary of the imposition of emergency, a period remembered as one of the darkest chapters in India's democratic history, different programs are being held around the country. During the period, people who were imprisoned under MISA are being felicitated. We spoke to politician Arun Vashisht, who shared about the situations that occurred during emergency.
जेल के अंदर तो जो माहौल था वो तो सामान्य जो जेल के अंदर हो सकता है और जिसकी आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं, पर वो अतिरिक्त बंदिशें थी इस नाते कि हमारी मुलाकात पर प्रतिबंध था, हमसे कौन मिलने आ रहा है इसका LIU देखती थी, बहुत ही निकट के लोग वो मिलने आ पाते थे। समाज तो जेल से भी ज्यादा डरा हुआ था, जो लोग बाहर थे रिश्तेदार को नहीं पहचान रहे थे, घर आना जाना नहीं था, हम लोग जो जेल आ गए थे उन परिवारों की देखभाल करने वाले भी हमारे निजी लोग नहीं थे।
A BJP central team constituted by party president Jagat Prakash Nadda has reached Kolkata to look into the rape incident at the Law College. The team will collect information regarding the heinous incident and submit a report to the party president. They will visit the college later in the day. Among others, former Chief Minister of Tripura, Biplab Deb, is in the team. He said the law and order situation in West Bengal has completely deteriorated. He alleged that it is clear that the accused are linked to the Trinamool Congress and women are not safe in the TMC regime. The temporary suspension of the Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand, imposed due to heavy rainfall, has been lifted today. Garhwal Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey informed that district magistrates along the Yatra route have been instructed to regulate vehicular movement in their respective areas based on local weather conditions.
आज सुबह सिचुएशन को फिर से एक बार रिव्यू किया गया और ये निर्णय लिया गया कि यात्रा को जो प्रतिबंध था उसको हटा लिया गया है। जो यात्रा रूट पे आने वाले DM और SSPs हैं, स्थानीय प्रशासन है, उनको अधिकार दिया गया है कि स्थानीय मौसम और परिस्थितियों को देखते हुए यदि उन्हें आवश्यकता महसूस होती है तो अपने अपने जनपदों में जो होल्डिंग प्वाइंट्स हैं वहां पर वाहनों को रोक सकते हैं। क्योंकि मॉर्निंग में जब हमारी चर्चा रुद्रप्रयाग से उत्तरकाशी और चमोली के जिलाधिकारियों से हुई तो बताया कि वहां बारिश बंद है और क्लाउडी वेदर है, रोड्स आमतौर पर खुली हैं, तो उन्होंने कहा कि सब धीरे धीरे लोगों को भेजा जा सकता है, तो सभी परिस्थितियों का विचार करके ये निर्णय लिया गया है।
Meanwhile, continuous rainfall over the past 2 days has led to a noticeable rise in the water levels of major rivers across the state. In the hill regions, more than 100 roads have been blocked due to landslides. The Met Department has issued a warning of heavy rain in various parts of the state today and has advised residents and pilgrims to remain cautious. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places of Jharkhand today and isolated heavy rainfall over Odisha, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till the 5th of July. According to IMD, similar conditions are going to prevail over Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Continuous heavy rainfall over the past 2 days has severely disrupted daily life across Himachal Pradesh. Incidents of landslides, building collapses and rising water levels in rivers and streams have been reported from various parts of the state. The administration has urged people to exercise caution due to the forecast of heavy rain and the risk of landslides. A holiday has been declared in all educational institutions across 4 districts of Himachal today. Traffic has come to a standstill on 129 roads due to landslides, and more than 600 electricity transformers are non-functional, a report.
Normal life has been severely disrupted across Himachal Pradesh, including the capital Shimla, following continuous heavy rainfall over the past 2 days. In the Bhattakufar area of Shimla, a 5-story building collapsed this morning. However, the building had been evacuated last night as a precaution. In Sarpara Panchayat of Rampur region, a cloudburst occurred, damaging to some houses and cow sheds. In view of forecast for heavy rain and landslides, all educational institutions have been closed today in the districts of Mandi, Kangra and Sirmaur, as well as in the Manali and Banjar subdivisions of Kullu district. Due to the heavy rainfall, water levels in the Bias and Giri rivers are rising rapidly. Traffic on 129 roads across the state is halted due to landslides, and over 600 electricity transformers are out of service. The meteorological department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall today in 10 districts of the state, excluding Kinnaur and Lahul Spiti. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Meanwhile, a heat wave is sweeping across Europe, setting new temperature records and triggering health alerts and wildfires. Southern Spain is hardest hit, with El Granado hitting 46 degrees Celsius, the highest June temperature ever recorded. Red alerts are active in parts of Portugal, Italy and Croatia, while amber warnings span across much of Western and Central Europe. Italy placed 21 cities, including Rome and Milan, on high alert as hospitals report rising heat stroke cases. A high-powered business delegation from the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, has arrived in Sri Lanka to strengthen bilateral trade and investment ties. The 15-member team is led by Sanjeev Puri, Chairman and MD of ITC Limited, an immediate past president of CII. The visit from June 29th to July the 2nd follows the high-level business forum held during the Sri Lankan president's state visit to India. Wimbledon 2025, the third Grand Slam of the tennis calendar, is set to begin today at the All England Club in London. We have a report.
Fresh off his maiden French Open triumph, two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will be looking to defend his title against world number one Jannik Sinner and record 24 Grand Slam winner Novak Djokovic. Alcaraz will kickstart his Wimbledon campaign against 38-year-old Fabio Fognini in round one today. Alcaraz has won the tournament back-to-back and is also on a career-best 18-match win streak, with title wins coming in during the Italian Open, French Open and most recently the Queen's Club Championships. If he completes a hat-trick of Wimbledon titles, he will join legendary Bjorn Borio as the only man in the Open era to complete a double of French Open Wimbledon consecutive years. With UK Biswas report, Manik Sharma, News Desk.
4 Indian tennis players will be in action in this year's Wimbledon, all in the men's doubles. Veteran Rohan Bopanna will partner Sander Gilles of Belgium, while Yuki Bhambri has teamed up with USA's Robert Calloway, with the Inter-American duo seeded 16th. Ritvik Bolipalli will play alongside Romania's Nicolas Barrientos, and N. Sriram Balaji has paired up with Mexico's Miguel Reyes Varela. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.5% down in afternoon trade today, dragged by FMCG, private bank, auto and realty sectors. Sensex lost 433 points to 83,626. NSE Nifty 50 dropped 120 points. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls for use of new technology to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary medicine and care. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to embark on 3-day visit to United States to attend Quad Foreign Ministers meeting. Heavy rain affects normal life in Himachal Pradesh. IMD issues alert of heavy rainfall in hilly state, including Delhi, Punjab, Uttarakhand till 5th of July. Heat wave sweeps across Europe. Southern Spain records highest ever temperature of 46 degrees Celsius. Portugal, Italy and Croatia on red alert. And with that, we end the midday news.